This is Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim. Jim on the Air. On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim.
On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
With your host.
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 Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
With your tiny little host. With your host.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
Hi,
it's Jim. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. I'm contractually obligated to use that joke every single time. The last show I did, I forgot to say my line, and it felt like I was missed. So I brought it back. Anyway, I'm Jim Sirianni, also known as Uncle Jimmy, also known as Jim Sirianni, and the host of Jim on the Air. Thank you so much for joining us today. My guest this time around is AJ Rawls, and AJ is the president of an organization called the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, kind of a fairly new group that's kind of, I guess, reinvented itself a little bit, if you will, and we'll find out more about it on today's show. And AJ also is the owner of the Crafters Library, and we might find out a little bit more about that as well here in Santa Barbara. Welcome to In the Pub. That's an old one. Welcome to Jim on the Air, AJ. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, so tell me a little bit about you before we get started. What is your connection to Santa Barbara and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so I grew up in a suburb of LA, but I went to UCSB, so I'm a gaucho. So that was my Santa Barbara connection. I was there from 2008 to 2012, promptly left California as soon as I graduated, went back to the East Coast and was in DC. But then when I decided I needed a change, I wanted to open up a store, which is the Crafters Library, and I couldn't think of a better town for a crafting store than Santa Barbara. So that's what brought me back in early 2021.
And yeah, Santa Barbara is a great location for a crafters library. And I just recently had Angel DeMond on, who talked about the drag queen storytelling.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You guys have there. And
one of our best events.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit before we hop into the chorus, tell us a little bit about Crafters Library. How did that start?
It started out of a necessity. I had moved in with my mom and was sort of living in her basement during the pandemic, and I was tired of being the millennial in his mother's basement. So I decided that I would try to do something. I had been self-employed since I was about 24. I own a tour company in Washington, D.C., and I couldn't do that during the pandemic because there was no tourism.
Right.
So I got really big into crafting, thinking I could make things to sell on Etsy. But every time I would sell something, I would just go back to Michael's and buy more craft supplies or more materials or whatever. So I kept thinking, how great would it be if there was a place where I could go and just borrow all of their stuff so I don't have to invest in a $300 sewing machine and a $400 cutting machine and all that.
Okay.
But those places didn't really exist for what I call the softer crafts, like the sewing and the fiber arts and things like that.
Right.
So I decided to make one, and that's how the Crafters Library was born.
Oh, wow. So so basically folks can come to your store and use the equipment to make stuff if they don't have
control. Yeah, absolutely. So we have sewing machines, we have sergers, we have Cricut cutting machines, we have a laser etcher and engraver, a 3D printer, an embroidery machine, and we're a membership-based studio. So people can get a membership for a day, a week, a month, or a year, and that gives them access to our space.
Okay, so a similar model to like the work remotely locations where people can go.
I call it a co-working space for crafters.
Co-working space for crafters. Oh, that's a great line.
Thanks.
You want to become a sponsor of my show? Okay. No pressure.
As soon as we turn profitable, come hit me up again.
Yeah. No, totally. And so if folks are looking for you, how do they find Crafters Library?
They can visit our website, thecrafterslibrary.com. That's where our class calendar lives because we teach craft classes, intro to sewing, intro to crochet and knitting, resin art, floral arranging, collage, watercolor, painting, all that fun stuff. So that's the website. They also can follow us on Instagram. It's thecrafterslibrary with underscores between the words. And that's a great way to see past classes, follow our stories for upcoming classes, craft inspiration, all that fun stuff.
So the website is the all one word, obviously, thecrafterslibrary.com.
Correct.
And then the Instagram is the_crafters_library.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. And they can find you on Instagram as well. We'll give that out a couple of times throughout the show as well, because always want to support LGBTQ run businesses as much as possible.
It's very appreciated.
yeah, no worries. So the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, how did it all begin? How did that chorus begin?
So the chorus began sort of out of the ashes of a former LGBT chorus, all-male ensemble that existed before I moved back to town. So I don't know a ton about that, but I do know that there were some members who had sung in, I believe it was called Fratelli's originally.
Yes.
And when Fratelli's sort of ended, which I think happened around the beginning of the pandemic, there wasn't really an avenue for an all-male-voiced LGBT chorus. Nicole LaMartine, who is the director of the Sorensen Music something, I'm messing up her title, but she was up at UCSB.
Uh-huh.
She was teaching a conducting class, I believe, and one of her students came to her when she asked, hey, is there an all-male like choir in town? He's like, oh, well, there used to be a gay chorus, but it doesn't exist. So she had a meeting with him. His name is Sammy Al-Saloom, and she and Sammy got a couple of folks together to sort of be the first iteration of the Gay Men's Chorus of Santa Barbara. That was in 2020. So they were starting rehearsals and all that and sort of forming what the chorus was going to be. And so the first concert happened of the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization here in town. The first concert was in December of 2021. And then we had our second concert in May of 2022. First concert, we were singing in, I actually wasn't in the choir for the first concert, but they were singing in masks, rehearsing in masks. And then once we had critical mass vaccinated and the mask mandate had lifted, we were able to sing without masks, but still take COVID precautions when we're singing.
Wow. So singing with masks on, what was that like? Now, you were...
Interesting. They actually make special masks for singers.
Really?
Yeah, they're larger and they sort of stick out a little bit more. You look a little bit more like a duck when you're wearing them. But it allows you to be able to like project and open your mouth without having like the cloth right up against your face.
Right. Oh, wow. I didn't know they had special masks like for performances like that. That's amazing. And that was December of 21. And then the next concert was May of 22.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we are just about to start our new season. Unfortunately for the chorus, Nicole left. She got a fantastic job working at University of Central Washington, where she says about 80% of all music educators in the state of Washington go through that university. So she really wanted to have an influence on them. So we were sad to see her go, but we were super excited to find our new artistic director. We just led about a month and a half long search and we're thrilled to bring on Tim, who is the principal pianist and music administrator for Santa Barbara Opera, as our new artistic director.
Oh, okay.
He's very excited.
Nice. And he's with Santa Barbara Opera, or Opera Santa Barbara, rather.
Opera Santa Barbara, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. And now you're getting ready to begin rehearsals, I understand. When do they start?
Our first rehearsal is going to be on Monday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. We meet at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of Garden and Anapamu. And we are a non-auditioned ensemble. So if anyone watching wants to come join us, they are more than welcome to come check us out. The only thing we ask is you be able to sing in the tenor or bass vocal parts. You don't have to be a man. You don't have to be gay to sing with us. We are open to all people who can hit the notes that we have in our music.
Wow. So you're basically open to everybody and anybody.
Absolutely. Yep.
As long as you
don't have to have any previous music experience. In fact, there are several members of our chorus who had never sung in a choir before. This was their first time ever in their history singing. And we also have people who have been singing in choirs since they were like five. So the music ability in the chorus is quite broad. But if people are intimidated by lack of musical knowledge, that is absolutely not a prerequisite to become a member of our chorus.
And there are folks involved with the chorus who can help people who are just starting out, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have fantastic singers. We have very, very polished musicians in each one of our sections, and they're always there to help out. And then again, Tim is fantastic creating rehearsal tracks for people to be able to listen on their own and learn the music. So we do everything we can to make our chorus as accessible as possible for anyone that would like to join us.
Okay, I'm chatting with AJ Rawls. He is the president of the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus in Santa Barbara, and we're talking about their reorganization and everything that they have going on coming up here in the fall. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can go to their website. Super easy. It's sbgmc.org. Again, that's sbgmc.org to learn more about the chorus. And so, AJ, you were telling us you start rehearsals on October 3rd. Is that correct?
Yeah, Monday, October 3rd at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of Garden and Anapamu, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And our goal is to rehearse there every Monday and then have a full concert in December. We haven't solidified the date yet, I'm not ready to say when that's going to be, but we're hoping it's going to be pretty close to the holidays.
Close to the holidays, sometime in December.
Exactly.
Now, if folks, because some folks might be watching or listening to this podcast after the 3rd, can they, if they're interested in joining, can they join after the fact? And how far after can folks join if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. If people are interested, even in if they don't hear about us until we're already a week or two into rehearsals, not a problem. They can always visit our website and send me an email. There's a form they can fill out there and says, hey, I'd love to hear more about it. Can I come? We're always happy to have people come and sit in on rehearsals. Our attendance policy is if you miss 3 rehearsals, then you have a conversation with our artistic director to sort of see where you are in learning the music to make sure it's something that you can continue to do, because 3 rehearsals is about 30% of our total number of rehearsals before our concert. But we know life happens and we always want people in our ensemble. So if people are interested in joining us even after the 3rd, would be more than happy to have them. They can visit our website and reach out to me and I can give them any and all information they'd like.
Awesome. And they can probably, and you probably mentioned it, but what would be the absolute latest somebody can join?
I would say if they're trying to join in November, that might be a little too late. But if it's okay, still sometime, maybe during the month of October, it's definitely worth having a conversation.
Okay. Only because, the nature of the beast of podcast, anybody could be watching or listening to for the first time in November or what have you. Right. So,
the good news is if they hear about it, they can always come to our show and then we'll have not necessarily audition since we're non-audition, but people can join for our spring season. So when we start back up in January, they can always join again.
Right. And how frequently again are the rehearsals?
Rehearsals are every Monday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
9 p.m. 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, every Monday and beginning on October 3rd.
Correct.
And if folks want to join, they can probably as late as the end of October, maybe before Halloween.
Yeah, I'd recommend before Halloween. And again, we'll introduce them to our artistic director. He'll probably have a chat with them just to see how their music acquisition is going. And hopefully we'll have them singing up there on the stage with us in our December concert.
And is all the information for joining the chorus on the website, or did you mention a website or an email?
Yeah, the email address is info@sbgmc.org. If they send an email to that email address, that actually goes to me, and I get back to them with more information about our first rehearsal. I can answer any questions they have about the chorus. And that's, again, info@sbgmc.org.
info@sbgmc.org.
Yep.
And then do you have sort of a program figured out for your first concert, or what kind of music are you looking at for the holidays?
Yeah, we haven't announced our program yet, but in talking with Tim when he came on board as our artistic director, one of the first questions I asked him was, what are you thinking? And so I think that we've sort of settled on themes of light, of hope, of something to look forward to. It was interesting in his email after he accepted the position, Tim said one of the things he loves about the holidays is they come at one of the most physically dark periods of the year, but they're so full of light and hope for people. So that's sort of what we're juxtaposing. It's going to not necessarily be all holiday music. So if you're coming for that classic Christmas sing-along, you may be a little disappointed. We will have some holiday songs, but we do our best to honor the traditions of all of our members and of our diverse community. And we'll also have some fantastic songs that are just sort of anthems in the LGBT world as well.
Oh, very cool. And then do you do, will the chorus do like a cappella or accompanied music, or variety?
Both, actually. We do some stuff a cappella. We'll definitely have an accompanist there. We've sung in multiple languages. So you might hear some Latin, you might hear some German, you might hear some French. You will definitely hear some English. You'll hear some tunes that you absolutely know. You'll hear some tunes you think you know, but are done in a different way. And hopefully you'll hear some tunes that you hadn't heard before and leave humming as you exit the show.
Nice. Very cool. Oh, well, good. I'm glad to see that it'll be a nice rounded and diverse concert, a variety of different types of music, not just Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Exactly. Yep.
Fun. Again, I'm chatting with AJ Rawls. He is the president of the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, and they are gearing up for their holiday season. They're getting ready to start rehearsals on October 3rd. And depending on when you're watching or listening to this, you can certainly join the chorus if you are somebody who's interested in learning more about choral music, or you've been involved with choral music in the past and you want to get involved again, whatever the case may be, go ahead and reach out to them. Their website is sbgmc.org, sbgmc.org. And you can also send an email to learn more information to info@sbgmc.org. Again, it's info@sbgmc.org, and shoot them an email and they can get back to you and let you know what they have going on. And you can probably join maybe not as late as Halloween. That would be a little late for the holiday concert, but certainly for their concert later in May. Now, AJ, are you guys planning to do anything like in between your holiday and spring concerts? Like maybe little one-off type of events?
Yeah. So one of the things that we were really excited when Tim came on board with was his idea of collaboration with the community. So it would be doing community pop-up concerts, maybe, and I haven't talked to them about this yet, but perhaps like singing at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art in their lobby during First Thursday, or working with Pacific Pride Foundation to have a small little concert at the festival in August, working with the downtown organization to do some caroling perhaps. So there's a lot of things that we'd love to do. We just sort of need to get our season started and get Tim well situated as our new artistic director.
Oh, very cool. And as many folks know, with nonprofit organizations, especially those that in the performing arts, you know, ticket sales don't always help keep things afloat. But if folks wanted to donate to your organization, is there a way to do that?
Yes, there is. We are working on getting our online donation portal up and running on our website. But in the meantime, we can take cash, check, donations. We have a PayPal link that we can also accept donations to. And they can also shoot me an email, info@sbgmc.org, to get more information about how they can donate to the chorus. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. So all donations to the chorus are tax deductible, and very excited to be an LGBT resource in the community.
So here we've been having some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, but hopefully we can get through the interview before the day is out. We're just having some issues. Anywho, I am chatting. I'm Jim Suriani, Uncle Jimmy, Jim on the air. I'm chatting with AJ Rawls, who is the president of the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, and they are gearing up for starting rehearsals for their upcoming holiday season. If you'd like to learn more about their concerts, or if you're interested in joining, or if you know somebody who should be joining their chorus, let them know. You can send them an email to info@sbgmc.org. Again, that's info@sbgmc.org. And so, AJ, I hope you wouldn't mind if I ask you some random questions. Something I do during my show is I like to ask random questions just to get folks to know folks a little bit better. Sure. Is it okay if I put you on the spot?
Absolutely.
And of course, like I always, I mention this all the time, this isn't Face the Nation, it's or Meet the Press. It's just, you know, it's just for fun. Okay, so the first random question I have is, what's your favorite gadget?
That's a good question. I would probably say that my favorite gadget is this thing I use for quilting. At the Crafters Library, I make a lot of quilts and bags and things like that. And there's this thing that makes my life so much easier when I have to make the binding for my quilt. It's called a bias tape maker. And I just put a piece of cloth through this metal like thing, it folds it, I iron it down, and it saves me like a half hour per like foot of fabric that I have to work with. So it is definitely my favorite gadget is my bias tape maker at my store.
Nice. Oh, very cool. And again, a nice plug for the Crafters Library, which, by the way, their website is thecrafterslibrary.com. And we'll give that out again at the end. Okay, so which talent would you most like to have that you don't already have?
I was going to say, as a singer, I would love to be like that best singer in the world. But if it's a talent that I don't even attempt to try to do, I would actually love to be a world-class, like, crocheter. I've never done it well. I've tried a million times to learn, and I see people do all of these amazing things in crochet, and I just don't have the patience to like sit down and get good at it. So I wish that I could just drink some magic potion and be able to just sit on an airplane with a crochet hook and just crochet blankets all day long.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fabulous. Yeah, crocheting is kind of it's tricky. It's not, you know,
it's not as I think maybe because I learned to knit before I started crochet, I'm just more geared towards knitting. I don't know. Uh-huh. But I see things that people can make with crochet, and it's so cool. Yeah. I just don't have that talent.
Oh, my mom used to crochet all the time. It was back when I was a tiny little Jimmy. in the 70s, crochet was really popular then. Mm-hmm. I think in the 70s. And my mom would make afghans and scarves and such. And she loved it. I think she still does crochet once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things I should take my class that we teach at the store. We teach Crochet 101. I just haven't taken it yet.
Oh, my gosh. You have to take your own course.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so next question is, which band or artist, dead or alive, would you like to see their concert, if you could?
Oh, okay.
That you haven't seen, and it doesn't matter if they are still living or not.
Okay.
Which band or artist?
I've been very fortunate that I've seen all of my favorite artists. Sarah Bareilles would be top of that list, but I've seen her in concert like 6 times. So I would say probably it's going to be a tie between either Sam Cooke or the Beatles. I love both of them and would love to see like the original Fab Four up on stage performing or go to a Sam Cooke show, because that would just be so great.
You know, you mentioned the Beatles, and I think about, you know, the famous Ed Sullivan show when they appeared in the early 60s. And can you imagine being there at the Ed Sullivan show when they performed in the U.S.?
Moment of history, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That must have been just, and I would love to talk to somebody who was there if, they, you know, somebody was still around. But yeah, the Beatles would be great to see for sure. And then you mentioned Sam Cooke. Was there another or?
No, probably just Sam Cooke. Well, anyone in the Rat Pack, though. So that whole like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, any of those guys. And if I could see them all together, that would be even better.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I know. I don't think any of them are still. They are all gone, aren't they? Unfortunately.
Yeah, the closest that we have today are people like Michael Bublé, who I have seen, but not quite the original old Blue Eyes.
Right, right. Oh my God, that would be a fabulous, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
to see them live. Well, AJ, this has been a delightful conversation. I'm sorry we've had so many technical difficulties, but hopefully with editing, nobody will know. Nobody will know the difference. And then they'll be wondering, why? What problems, Jim? What are you talking about? Because the editing was just so perfect. I would just want to thank you for joining us again. But one more time, let's give out all the information about Summer Gaiman's course, the Crafters Library, all the 411 on both organizations.
Absolutely. So if anyone is interested in learning more about the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus, they can visit our website, which is sbgmc.org. They can shoot me an email, info@sbgmc.org. And they can follow us on Instagram, Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus. And our rehearsals are starting on Monday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, located at the corner of Garden and Onapamu in downtown Santa Barbara. You don't have to be a gay person. You don't have to be a man. As long as you can hit the notes that we sing in our music, you're welcome to come and sing with us. And if anyone is looking to get their craft on, they can always pop over to the Crafters Library. We're located at in La Arcata Plaza downtown on Figueroa. And we teach craft classes. We have a fantastic retail section full of craft supplies and art supplies, and are a fantastic venue for events too.
Awesome. Yes. And you have the drag queen storytelling.
Drag Queen Story Time, the first Saturday of every month. So Angel DeMond will be back with interactive crafts and family-friendly stories for the young crafters on October 2nd at 11 a.m. It's a pay-what-you-want event, so it could be completely free, or you could donate and support the Crafters Library and our mission to be an inclusive space for everyone to be who they are. And they can check out more on our website, thecrafterslibrary.com.
Nice. Thecrafterslibrary.com. And AJ, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today and continued success with the Crafters Library and Some of Our Gay Men's Chorus and with all those adventures. And again, one more time, in case you were just grabbing your pen like me. Can you see my pen? There it is. It's sbgmc.org is the Santa Barbara Gay Men's Chorus website, sbgmc.org. And also on Instagram, it's the_crafters_library on Instagram. And then the again, the Crafters Library website, thecrafterslibrary.com. Of course, all one word, thecrafterslibrary.com. And AJ, thank you so much for joining us today. It was lovely to get to know you and to chat with you. And again, continued success with everything. And we'll meet in person one of these days.
Likewise. Thanks so much. Hopefully, if we don't see you sooner, then we'll see you at the concert.
Absolutely. Yes. Totally looking forward to it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and or listening. And we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Jim on the Air. Jim on the Air is the show about anything and everything. So if you'd like to be a part of Jim on the Air or you have an idea for a topic, shoot me an email to jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Jim on the Air. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and share this video. I would greatly appreciate it. Jim on the Air is a presentation of 5J's Media Production and was recorded earlier for presentation at this time.